Hey, this is Paul, and I am, the Grim Grizz kind of pointed out, I'm not technically on vacation, and it's true. I'm technically taking a week to do estuary work of sorts. As I mentioned before, I'll be in Washington, D.C. at the end of the week for the conference that's down there. And then I am currently actually in Whitensville, back and forth between my sister's house, and we have an event August 2 in Whitensville, an estuary event. But last night, I have a whole bunch of nieces here, and they all wanted to see the Barbie movie. And so I thought, before I saw the Barbie movie, hi, this is Paul, and I am sort of on vacation, not really on vacation. I noticed that Grim Grizz called me out this morning, because the truth is that this weekend I will be in Washington, D.C. for the event, the link is down below, with Michael Martin and Spencer Klavan. And then next Tuesday night, I will be at the Pleasant Street Christian Reformed Church here in Whitensville, Massachusetts, and we'll have a meetup and an estuary meeting. But last night, because I have a bunch of nieces here, a whole bunch of them wanted to see the Barbie movie. And so we actually, as an extended family, went to see the Barbie movie. And I was hugely happy that the Wednesday night at this particular theater in Rhode Island was Senior Wednesday, because I just turned 60 years old. So I could get in to see the movie for $7.75. And I was thrilled about that. And the movie that we saw was the Barbie movie. This, in fact, was a movie that I wanted to see even before I heard a bunch of the reviews out from it, because I thought, well, this looks very clever, because, of course, the trailer began. I don't have all of my equipment here. The trailer began with sort of all of these interesting scenes, started with the... there's going to be spoilers in this video, just letting you know that, and because many of the videos out there already spoil it. And well, let me say a few things to begin with. I had a lot of fun at the movie. It wasn't a terrible movie, unlike what the critical drinker said and what Ben Shapiro said. And I'm going to talk about their reviews. I'm going to talk about Damian Walter's review, and I'll give you a sense of my review and what I liked and didn't liked about it. A lot of the criticisms from them, you know, were quite valid. Well, let me first talk about my approach to these things, because, well, let me talk about, so you had Ben Shapiro's review. Ben was simply not having it, and he was very upset by a whole bunch of things in the movie, and you know, he had some valid points that he made in the video. Here's my major take on the movie. The movie is basically, again, we're going to get into our meta-modernity question in this. The movie is basically a meta-modern take on women's Peter Pan. That's what this movie is about. And if you understand the movie in that way and understand all that we've talked about with respect to meta-modernity, I think you'll have a better approach to understanding the movie, its symbolism, its significance, and how it plays. Now, that doesn't mean that, okay, now let me get into how I approach these movies. If you go to a movie basically asking yourself, I am going to be here, and anything that I agree with, I am going to like, and anything I disagree with, I am going to hate, I think that is a dumb way to go to the movies. Why? Because there's all sorts of things I disagree with in the world, and if I boil myself down basically to a binary thumbs up and thumbs down about everything in the world, I think that's just a stupid way to approach the world. So, yeah, is there a lot of stuff that I personally don't promote in the movie? Absolutely. This movie certainly isn't for me or about me. This movie... The main character in this movie, to a certain degree, isn't actually Barbie and Ken. They are the main characters in the movie. Let me see if I can... This woman here is in many ways the main character of the movie. And the movie imagines that all of the women who watch this movie should identify with her and see this entire story through her eyes. And who they imagine, this is who they imagine the audience to be, not little girls, not this woman's daughter, this woman, because Barbie is actually this woman's Barbie. Now, Ben Shapiro does a pretty good job of sort of laying out most of the plot of the movie. I think he skips over a bunch of different things. And the way he's selective about it means that I don't think he really actually does the movie justice in terms of who this movie is for and what it's trying to say. So, will there be things that you don't like in this movie, especially my audience, which is 95% men? This movie isn't made for you. Does this movie at times have very much an activist edge, which is something that, let's say, Critical Drinker is going to point out? It absolutely does. I'm hoping to at some point come back around to this movie and do a much more in-depth look at the movie, but before I do that, I'm going to want to have access to stills of the movie, and that'll take a little bit of time, and I don't have time to really do a full thing on that, but in terms of the story of the movie does hang together, the movie does make sense, and this woman here is the person that the women who see the movie are intended to identify with, to agree with her perspectives. The movie is fundamentally a complaint about the real world and how difficult the real world is. This movie very much fits into the meaning crisis. Ben Shapiro mentioned a few places that the movie has way too many endings, and he's right. But the main ending of the movie, let me see if I can, I think my sound's a little high. The main ending of the movie has the point of the movie, in which, in the end of the movie, Barbie is going to become a real woman with, get this, the last joke of the movie, a vagina. So a lot of Ben Shapiro's complaints about this movie, that this movie isn't for children, he's absolutely right. This movie is not for children. This movie is for middle-aged women who have grown up to the point that their daughters are growing up and they are struggling with what it means to be an adult woman in the real world. This movie is an attempt. Ben Shapiro asks, you know, why would Mattel allow this movie to be made? I think it's very clear in the movie. This is an attempt to redeem Barbie, and at least some members of my family who have been quite anti-Barbie for a long time didn't find it sufficiently redemptive for Barbie. There's a lot to talk about with respect to this movie. I actually think this is an important movie, and so I think if you're interested in thoughtful cultural commentary, this movie is very much worth seeing. I think this is a deeply religious movie, and the movie says a lot about the implicit religion of the dominant culture. Now, obviously, there's a lot of things that you can critique one way or another about that. But again, this woman and the people who will find themselves represented in this woman, they are the target audience of this movie. Now, let me say a little bit about Damian Walter's review of the movie. So, Critical Drinker, his review came up. Damian Walter did, I think, an excellent job of talking about one aspect of the movie. The title for his little video was, Why are the angry nerd bros so angry about Barbie? And the point of his video, it's just a short video, and I'm going to have Damian on the channel when I'm done with my traveling in August. Damian makes a good point that in some ways you can see this movie as Barbie being sort of and part of the elites of the world that live in a plastic world and have for themselves plastic surgery. You know, the bottoms of their feet don't even touch the ground. Now, a main character in this movie is Weird Barbie. And this is where Barbie has to get in touch with, are you going to have the kinds of shoes that don't hit the ground? Are you always going to wear stilettos or pumps? Or are you going to be a Birkenstock Barbie? And right here you can sense this is a Peter Pan movie about growing up. This is a, I think in many ways, this is a movie for women whose daughters are growing up and they are having to decide who they are going to be. Now, there's a lot that you can critique in this movie. Is this movie anti-motherhood? In some ways. In many ways, this movie is about coming to terms with the fact that Barbie is an ideal. And it's actually in the end of this movie that I think the movie finally sort of fails. Now, again, saying that, I think this is an important movie. I think for people who are interested in cultural critique and commentary, this is a good movie to see because there's a ton in it. There's a ton in it with respect to the meaning crisis. But again, this movie is very much from a woman's perspective, and the woman and the movie deals with women's issues. And while Damian Walter is right that the angry nerd bros are sort of out there in a flat way making arguments about the patriarchy and all of those things, and in many respects, their critiques are, yes, all of those speeches are in the movie, but the angry nerd bros are, I think, in some ways approaching this movie like new atheists approach religion. I don't think they're seeing a lot of the deeper symbolism. Now, I'm not saying that this deeper symbolism will necessarily be orthodox or all of you will find it agreeable, but I'm saying the movie isn't just a piece of garbage, which is basically what everyone says. This is a propagandist piece of garbage. No. This is a far more subtle commentary conversation. It is activistic. In fact, towards the end of the movie, when the Barbies basically, Barbie returns back to Barbie land only to discover, let's see if I can find a place, Barbie returns back to Barbie land only to discover that Ken, who has snuck back, has brought news of the patriarchy and has convinced all of the other Kens about the wonders of the patriarchy and horses. And again, watch Ben Shapiro's video. He'll walk you through a lot of the movie. Flip the script on Barbie land and making it Ken land and dude land. Is this movie sort of, does this movie, could a man complain about this movie, that this movie is a terrible depiction of men? Yes. In the same way that many women have complained that some movies are terrible depictions of women. Yes. This movie is all about reversals. And so there are no men in this movie. There are no men in this movie. The only real man in this movie is the husband of, see, I haven't gone through and, The only real man in this movie is the husband of this woman, and that man is a child. And so it triggers the whole trope, the whole Homer Simpson trope, that fathers are doofuses who are basically out of the conversation and out of the picture. So while this very attractive woman and her daughter are out gone into Barbie land, he's at home trying to learn Spanish and learning it badly. So that's the only real man in this movie, and that itself is a cartoon of a man. All the other men are even more so cartoons. So yes, the complaints about this movie being anti-man or against man or any way you want to phrase it, that's all true. Now, watching as a man, am I offended by that? I don't find that kind of silly, shallow commentary offensive to me, because even though it is, I think, stupid, I don't think it gets a lot of purchase because I'm a man and I don't wear my buttons on my outside. So once again, the idea is that women who now are no longer sort of mothers and are their little girls are growing up and giving away their toys. And that's saying there's sort of a Toy Story connection here slightly, but again, this is not a movie for children. She has to decide to grow up. Is she going to, we can very much fit this into the maiden, mother, matriarch framework, because she has to decide if she is going to go from maiden to mother and then from mother to matriarch. But again, as always, there's some play in this movie with Ruth Handler, the creator of Barbie, where Ruth Handler is in that way, in some ways, a matriarch in the movie, but she's dead. And there's a mother in this movie, and of course, Barbie is ultimately a maiden in this movie. At the end of the movie, though, there's really no place for men. And the message of the movie at the end is, men, you just have to be men, and women will be women. And there's a deep irony where when the Kens take over Barbie land and make it basically Ken land, there's this great option that he gives Barbie. You can either be my wife or you can be my long-term, low-commitment girlfriend. And that's what all the Barbies opt to be, is the long-term, low-commitment girlfriend. And it doesn't work. Like I said, there's a ton in this movie. This movie is worth seeing because there, even though this movie very much has an activist edge to it, and many of us will disagree with a whole lot of the message of this activism, there is a lot of reality under this movie that is sharp critical commentary that actually undercuts a lot of the activism of the movie. So after the Barbies have taken over Kenland, the Barbies have to get unwoke, or the Barbies basically have to get relieved of the patriarchy. And so what this woman does is basically give her little spiel about how to, you know, raise their consciousness about the patriarchy, and that snaps all the Barbies out of it, and then the Barbies totally take over the land by distracting the men to fight against themselves, and then the Barbies don't change the Constitution. Now, you'll hear Ben Shapiro and the Critical Drinker again and again say that this movie isn't rational, and yes, they have a point, because a lot of the elements of this movie about, you know, changing the Constitution of Barbie land into Ken land, no, that makes no sense. But then again, the whole shtick is that it makes no sense. The point at the end is, well, women are strong and empowered and they rule. But again, this is sort of maiden, mother, matriarch, and the voice of the movie just continues to sort of slip between those three modes, often in a rather shallow way. And, well, she basically breaks the spell of patriarchy from all of the Barbies under the spell of patriarchy by giving them a little liberation talk. And then they all wake up and then they're all, you know, rulers of the world again. In that way, sort of a deeply Protestant film in that, oh, all we need is this little sermon and they will wake up and then the evils of the patriarchy will be banished. Yeah. There's a two worlds element to this movie. So there's Barbie land, there's that world, and then there's the real world. And the relationship between the two worlds is vitally important. As many reviewers have said, the whole Mattel Corporation role in this movie could really have just sort of been done away with. That whole element of the movie is really sort of an distraction. There are a few elements that redeem it, but the Will Ferrell character could have been done away with. It really has no point in the movie. I'm surprised. They probably just couldn't edit him out because either he wanted to be in the movie or they paid him enough to be in the movie, and just to have his name in the movie would have him in there. So let me talk about the metamodernity, because there's a few points in here. So if you go to Thomas Flight's video about metamodernity, a video that I've 3.2 million views
already.
Not just
because of their traditional storytelling structure or filmmaking.
There's a lot in this movie about... There's a lot in this movie that's dealing with modern, postmodern, metamodern. One of the things that's true about metamodernity is sort of the oscillation. Okay? Barbie, 1959 Barbie, in some ways is the peak of modernity. The movie begins with this 2001 Space Odyssey montage about little girls smashing their baby dolls. Yeah, there's some real symbolism in that scene. And Barbie is then who they become and who they are. Okay, so that's so sort of straightforward Barbie land is sort of the inverse of modernity. Real World is sort of the inverse of Barbie Land, and it is sort of a modern world, and it's a critique of modernity where men have all the jobs and women have none of the jobs and women are in the home. So right there you sort of have the modern. When they're in the real world, there are these little moments when the men admit to each other that, yeah, you know, we're playing all of these little language games trying to make the women feel better, where, you know, oh yeah, we're all in touch with the patriarchy and we're all fighting against it. But we all really know that this still is a man's world. So then you have the postmodernity element in it. Well, what is the metamodern? And then you have all of these elements of metamodernity, which is oscillation. So you have the modern elements, you have the postmodern elements, and they oscillate between it to get this metamodern element where the sincerity, which is deconstructed in postmodernity, tries to get redeemed or reconstructed into a new way that you can have the meaning of modernity despite the deconstruction of postmodernity. And that's really what the movie is about, but never really goes there. Now, towards the end of the movie, there's a whole bunch of sincere speeches that try to get there and address the meaning crisis. And they pretty much go through all of the tropes, the expressive individualism trope. But then the final move of the movie is, of course, and here's the big spoiler, that at the end of the movie, Barbie goes finally to the gynecologist. She is a real woman. Now, what's she going to do with this real woman? Is she going to be sort of a Barbie woman who is a career woman? Is she going to be a mom? And I think, again, if you go back to who the main person of this movie is, which is this mom, this, I think, is the question for this woman. Is she now, who is she going to be now? So towards the end of the movie, there's this long speech. There's plenty of long speeches in this movie. Towards the end of this movie, there's a long speech about all of the difficulties of being a woman. Now, again, as always, this speech is given as if there are no difficulties about being a man. But even through the Ken character, you get a sense of the difficulties about being a man. Now, again, this movie is by women and for women, and men are allowed to watch. But it isn't completely that there's no understanding of the difficulties about being a man. What there is almost completely lacking is the message that men and women need each other, and the world needs men and women to figure out how to get along productively, and that marriage is actually a good idea. There's almost none of that in this movie. The irony at the end of the movie, there is kind of a good scene where the Barbies have sort of recaptured Barbie Land, and Ken has a really important speech to Barbie, because earlier in the movie, Ken only lives to be loved on by Barbie, and that's not really the one. No, not Ben.
Now, before I dive into this,
Ken only lives to be loved on by Barbie. Ken only has value when Barbie is paying attention to him. And Ken is basically Barbie's low-commitment, at-will boyfriend. And so when that line comes up later in the movie, basically the deal that Ken is offering to Barbie, it's exactly the deal that Barbie has been giving to Ken. And so the movie is about liberation, and the Kens at the end of the movie are supposedly in some degree liberated, and Barbie Land is set right. So again, there is sort of there's very much a hero's journey or a heroine's journey in this movie. But Ryan Gosling deserves an Academy Award for his performance in this movie. It's just outstanding. It's just outstanding. So Again, if you listen to Critical Drinker and Ben Shapiro, you will hear that there's nothing redeemable or worthwhile about this movie. I disagree. I think this is an important movie. It doesn't mean I agree with everything in the movie. It doesn't even mean I agree with the main message of the movie. If I were to make a movie about men and women today, this would not be my message. But it is an extremely telling movie about where the sexes are today with respect to a whole bunch of issues. So maybe that's enough for now. At some point, I'm going to continue to sort of live in my mind about this movie for a while. It's a good movie. It's well worth seeing. It's an important movie. We can learn a ton about where the current state of the conversation is today. So go see it. It's worthwhile seeing and talk about it. Now, I'm not saying that the conversations you're going to have with people about this movie are going to be easy. Remember the old adage, don't talk about politics and religion? This movie is all about religion. This movie is deeply religious. This movie is at least as religious as Mrs. Davis. And the way that movie was religious. This movie, it's an important movie. So, definitely watch, if you want to get a sense of the movie without seeing it, Ben Shapiro gives you a pretty good walking along of the movie, but I think he basically gets the movie completely wrong. And Damian Walter's idea that this movie is about the elites, but this movie is about, this is a Peter Pan movie. What I was going to say about the metamodern thing, this is a religious movie for people who are constructing their religion from Hollywood. And I think part of the reason metamodern movies are so dependent upon the canon of religious movies of the last 30, 40 years, 2001. There's a lot of elements in this movie about the Matrix. There's a lot of Peter Pan stuff in this movie. It's because this movie is as religious as the Matrix movie. And I think this movie could become as important as the Matrix movie within the conversation of maiden, mother, matriarch, which is what is a woman? What is a woman? Is a woman a Barbie? Is a woman a mother who is just too cool for Barbie? So Barbie shows up at this little girl's middle school and the girl won't give her a time of day. But there's another sexually difficult to discern person who warns Barbie before approaching this woman's daughter who's the cool girl. Don't go talk to her. Because that cool girl has gotten rid of all of her Barbies. And secretly, mom has kept them because she works at Mattel. And so she's been actually sort of moving the stereotypical Barbie, which is the Margot, what's her name? The star, the Barbie cat, stereotypical Barbie. She's been transforming her. That's the connection between the world. Again, there's a ton to talk about in this movie. There's a ton of good stuff in this movie in terms of, like there was a ton in The Matrix. In terms of a two world, this is a deeply spiritual movie. This movie is all about spirit. Now, it might not be a spirit you agree with, but this is a deeply spiritual movie. I think this is an important movie. It's not a piece of garbage. It's not a poorly made movie. After I listened to all of those other reviews, I didn't let anybody who I was watching the movie know that I had seen a bunch of these reviews and knew a bunch about the movie already. I wanted to sort of see it fresh. The audience, which was mostly women, loved it. I loved it. I had a great time in the movie. I thought it was smart. I thought it was, I loved it in the sense of having a good conversation with someone and they presented their points well. But of course, a movie is a deeply symbolic thing. This movie is going to live on for a while. And I think in subsequent generations, people are going to look back at this movie as they looked back at the Matrix movie, as we look back at Westerns and a whole bunch of other important movies and say, this movie brought out the kinds of issues that middle-class Western women between the ages of 35 and 55 are struggling with. That could be enough for now. This is going to go right up on my main channel. Those of you who are in the membership section, I've been making little videos about my vacation. I made a video today with my wife and my sister about my sister's house that she uses sort of as a studio for her YouTube channel. The house that she lives in, the house that we're staying in. I'm currently at my mother's house. We're visiting my mother this afternoon, and I said, yeah, I'm going to make a video. I'm actually sitting in my father's study. I thought at some point I might give a little tour of my father's study, but that's not for this video. That goes into the membership section where I don't deal with big, important ideas, but I just deal with sort of more personal things. So thanks for watching. Leave a comment.